light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, salli ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, salatu wa salamun alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya nurallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, Noorin min noorillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful, wonderful episode in silsila of the series The Light of Guidance. I feel it is necessary to mention the excellence, the fadail, the greatness, the barakat of the khulafa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and particularly khulafa'i thalatha, means the first three khulafa, the rightly guided caliphs of Islam, the greatest people after the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, in ranking wise, first and foremost Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Sayyidina Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And this is the order of khilafat, this is the order of afdaliyat as well, means being great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatest after the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. So the sequence is the same. The sequence of khilafat is the sequence of afdaliyat and greatness. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is the first khalifa and he is the greatest after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not because he is the first khalifa, that's why he is the greatest. No, he is the greatest, that's why he became the first khalifa. This is the sequence which everyone has to keep in mind. This is the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So inshallah, this will be a separate topic. But today I want to focus particularly on Khulafa'i Thalatha, the first three Khulafa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their excellence, their fadail, their greatness in the court of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I would like to begin with a very beautiful hadith which is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, very famous hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Anas very beautifully says that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَنَّ النَّبِيَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam سَعِدَ أُحُدًا وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرُ وَعُثْمَانُ. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq and Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in climbed Mount Uhud. They went on top of Mount Uhud. So Uhud started shaking, or Uhud started trembling basically. فَضَرَبَهُ بِرِجْلِهِ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck Uhud or hit Uhud with his Mubarak leg, with his Mubarak foot. Faqal, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uthbut Uhud. Uhud, stay still. Remain firm. Remain still. Fa'innama alayka nabiyun wa siddiqun wa shaheedan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for indeed upon you is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to his Mubarak self. وَصِدِّيقٌ and a Siddiq, وَشَهِيدًا and two martyrs, two shaheeds are on top of you. So Uhud, stay still, remain still. Allah, this is where the hadith terminates in Bukhari Sharif. And inshallah today I'm going to elaborate on this, another beautiful hadith I have in front of me. And inshallah then we will carry on today's discussion. Before that, let's take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam. As soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our Mubarak discussion regarding Khulafa'i ثلاثة. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین، الحمدللہ عزوجل بچپن میں جو مجھے یاد پڑتا ہے، زندگی میں سب سے پہلے اگر میں نے کوئی نعت پڑھی تھی تو وہ یہی نعت تھی جو آج میں آپ کے سامنے ایک بار پھر پیش کر رہا ہوں.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، صاحب بصیرت، کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں، دنیا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں.
اب کہاں چلے؟
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ، چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ، نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ، نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ.
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ.
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ، کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ.
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ.
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ، نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ، نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دز دیدا
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدا جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کہ ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
صلی اللہ علیہ الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ اللہ ویری بیوٹیفل کلام بیفور دا بریک ویری بیوٹیفل حدیث آئی واز ڈسکسنگ میں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم خلفائے ثلاثہ سیدنا ابوبکر سیدنا عمر سیدنا عثمان وینٹ آن مبارک احد نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے اثبت احد فانما علیک نبی و صدیق و شہیدان نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے اثبت ٹہر جا stay still remain still because upon you there is a nabi a siddiq and two shaheed two shuhada two martyrs Subhanallah. Now ulama kiram explained this beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, first and foremost, when these personalities stepped on top of Uhud, Uhud started shaking. This shaking was out of happiness, was out of joy, that look whose feet Mubarak is on my head. Which personalities have placed their Mubarak feet on me, the beloved Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the greatest after the Anbiya alayhi musalam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, great personalities, and their feet on my head. So Uhud out of happiness started shaking. Ulama-i kiram say, from this we come to learn that the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are recognized by every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the stones, the plants and the trees recognize that these are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. That is why Uhud recognized them and knew them and felt their presence, their mubarak qadam, their mubarak feet. And then he started shaking out of the joy. Allah, 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 Allah. And then look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The power of the airy Mubarak, the Mubarak heels of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he hit Uhud and he said, Uhud, stay still. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conversing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what Uhud is feeling. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what is the kayfiyat, the situation, the condition of Uhud at that moment. Remember, Uhud is not a person. Uhud is not a man. Uhud is not anyone who has a heart, who has a body, who has lungs, who has liver, who has eyes, who has feelings. No, Uhud is a mountain, it's rock, it's stone. No feelings, no sensations, no senses, no visibility, nothing. But the feeling is there. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows what Uhud is going through at this moment. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Uhud, stay still, remain still. Why? The reason why you must stay still, that look who is on top of you. Nabi is on top of you. Siddiq is on top of you. Shuhada, two shaheed, two martyrs are on top of you. Allah, Allah, Allah. Now ulama-i kiram said, look at the sequence. See, every word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is filled with wisdom. There can never be a possibility of a word leaving the Mubarak mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it is empty from wisdom. No. You know, in Arabic there is a saying that fi'alul hakeemi la yakhlu anil hikma. The summary of which that the actions of a hakim, of a wise, of someone who is wise, is not free from wisdom. It always has something, some wisdom in it. Likewise, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are not just words. Every word has a million wisdoms behind it which we cannot understand. So the sequence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, he said, Uhud, stay still. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ النَّبِيٌ وَصِدِّيقٌ وَشَهِيدَانٌ. He said, upon you there is a Nabi. The first word which he uttered was Nabi. Then he said, and a Siddiq. And then he said, the Shuhada. Ulama-i Kiram said, the reason why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this, there are many wisdoms. One wisdom which we can understand is Nabi was mentioned first, then Siddiq, which shows that Nabi is greater than Siddiq. Then Siddiq was mentioned second and then Shahidan, the martyrs, which proves that Siddiq is greater than the martyrs and the Shuhada. And this is the same sequence which the Holy Quran has used, that Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So Nabiyyin was mentioned first, then Siddiqeen, then Shuhada, and then Salihin. And this is the same sequence which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this Mubarak hadith. So Nabi is greater, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, then the Shuhada. So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also informing about the sequence that yes, I am the greatest, and after me, the person who is deserving of ruling the Muslims is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is Siddiq. And then obviously these two martyrs, Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So not only this hadith, many other hadiths when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has indicated and told people that after me it is these three, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Uthman and then Sayyidina Ali. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned this here. And all four of them are the crown of our heads. We are not saying this out of any animosity, al-ayyadu billah, any grudge, any hatred, or any bohz, al-ayyadu billah. No, may Allah purify us and cleanse us and keep us free from anything against any sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the reason why we are mentioning this sequence is because this is the teachings of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it is incumbent and necessary and compulsory for you to keep the sequence in mind in terms of khilafat and in terms of afdaliyat. Because in today's time there is a fitna where people do not learn the Quran and Hadith. People do not learn the proper teachings of Islam. And maybe they will read a few books of history. Maybe they will listen to one, two misguided people. Maybe they'll have, you know, a different thinking about Islam, or, you know, we don't know where they get their understandings and their concepts from. And what they do is that they try and bring that and they try to change the proper teaching of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The proper teaching is, these are the Khulafai Arba'ah, this is the sequence. So now if anyone comes and says, no, Mawla Ali is greater than everyone, yes, he is the fourth Khalifa, but he is still afzal, he is still greater than all the other Khulafa, all the other Sahaba Ikram, then you must know that person is misguided. His teachings are corrupted, his beliefs is corrupted, because this sequence is not our sequence which we have put. This is the sequence which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us. The Quran has given it to us. Min al-Nabiyyin wa-Siddiqeen wa-Shuhada wa-Saliheen. That is why it is incumbent and necessary to keep this sequence in your mind. Very important. Second thing we come to learn from this very beautiful hadith is that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also aware of the outcome, the khatima, the end of every person in the entire creation. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said shaheedan, and there are two martyrs, and someone is only martyred when he is killed, when he leaves this world. At that time, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman are alive physically with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying they are martyrs doesn't mean that now they are dead. No. It means that they are going to be martyred in the future. In other words, when they will leave this world, they will leave this world as a shaheed, as a martyr. And both Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Usman, both of them are martyrs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them were martyred. Both of them drank the beautiful martyrdom. And subhanallah, they were martyrs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is first and foremost ilm al-ghayb, knowledge of the unseen, which Allah ta'ala has granted to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi al-Hazrat says, aur koi ghayb kya tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hai chupa tum pe karoro durood. So my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what other ghayb and unseen thing will be hidden from you when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the greatest ghayb, means the greatest unseen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When even Allah ta'ala was visible to you and is visible to you, when you made didar of Allah ta'ala with your own physical eyes, then when you have seen Allah ta'ala, then what other thing, unseen thing is there which can remain hidden from your sight, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aur koi ghayb kya tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karoro durood. So, first and foremost, ilm al-ghayb is proved that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows the khatima. He knows that these personalities are going to leave this world in what state, what will be their state, how will they leave this world. First thing we come to learn. Secondly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us the news that these two Sahaba-i Kiram, in fact all three of these great Sahaba-i Kiram, are Jannatis. Can someone be a Siddiq without being a Jannati? If there was the slightest possibility that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was not going to go to Jannat, al-ayyadu billah, I'm just speaking hypothetically, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never say this is Siddiq. No. Likewise, if Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Usman Ghani were not going to end up in Jannah, they are not Jannatis, ma'azallah, they are not going to go to Jannah, al-ayyadu billah, again, I'm speaking hypothetically, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never say that they are shahidan. Because someone who is martyred is giving the indication that he is leaving this world in a state of iman. And it is giving the indication that he is leaving this world whilst Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. And it is giving the indication that he is a Jannati. Because if someone doesn't leave this world in a state of iman and he is killed, he is not called a shaheed. You only call a person a shaheed when he leaves with iman, when he is a mu'min, when he is a believer, when his aqaid are intact. So if millions of kuffar have to be killed, whatever the case is, you're not going to call them shuhada. Because shuhada are only the believers, those who believe in Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in these statements, I told you that the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so wonderful that, you know, everything can be deduced from it. In these words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned clearly and proved that all of them, and mentioned that all of these sahaba ikram, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Ghani, they are jannatis. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them. They are categorical jannatis. They are definite jannatis. They are with iman. They will remain with iman. They will leave this world with iman. And inshallah azza wa jal, you know, definitely they will inshallah be in the jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how beautiful are these words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few sentences and so many aqaid and beliefs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has kept in front of us. That is why we always mention and say that learn your aqeedah from ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Don't learn your aqeedah from doctors, from plumbers, from engineers, from so and so called people. We want to learn our deen from everyone besides ulama-i kiram. Every doctor we want to learn our deen from, every professor we want to listen to, every so called plumber, engineer, this we want to listen to. In the end, what you will say, that no, we listen to the deen. Now he's speaking about the deen, he's speaking about Quran and Hadith. What is wrong about listening to him? What is incorrect about listening to him? So why ulama ikram put so much emphasis that no, it's not allowed for you to listen to anyone whose aqaid is corrupted. Listen, you want to listen, listen to lectures, mubarak to you, but listen to the lectures of ulama. And who are ulama? Ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who will teach you the proper aqaid, who will tell you what the Quran says, who will tell you what ahadith say, not books of history. Again, don't trust books of history only. Books of history can be changed. Books of history are not the final dot. The Quran is saying something else. This history book is saying something else. Are you going to present the history book in against to the Holy Quran? Are you going to bring some pages from written by so and so person who was a lawyer, who was a doctor, and say this is against the ahadith and I'm going to give preference to this? Then you need to check your iman. Today people, madhala, have menace, have grudge, have hatred in their hearts against particularly these three sahaba ikram. I said, where is your loyalty to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Where is your loyalty to Islam? Where is your loyalty to the teachings of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where you are insulting the sahaba ikram, ma'adhallah, where you are speaking bad against the sahaba ikram, where you are ill-mouthing the sahaba ikram, bad-mouthing the sahaba ikram, and then you are saying that, no, you know, we learned from so-and-so person, we heard from there, I watched this video, I watched that clip. I said, you need to protect your iman, you are going to be destroyed in this world and in the hereafter as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly mentioned, لا تسبوا أصحابي, do not swear my sahaba ikram. And he mentioned all the sahaba ikram. Not 10 of them, 15 of them, 5 of them, 100 of them, 200 of them. No, all my sahaba ikram, don't swear them, don't insult them, don't speak anything bad against them. Speak good about my sahaba ikram. Speak wonderful words about my sahaba ikram. Speak beautiful words about my sahaba ikram. Praise the sahaba ikram, but don't you dare utter anything against them. Because then you are going to be destroyed. So a very simple principle everyone must keep in mind. No, people are crazy. People go into depths and explanations and this and that and that. I said, keep one thing in your mind. Radiyallahu anhum. Allah is pleased with all of them. When Allah is pleased with all of them, then why are you having a problem? Then why do you have some issues? Why are you feeling that no, this supposed to happen, this wasn't supposed to happen, and then you are giving lectures, then you are writing books, and you are doing everything. This is not what Islam teaches us. Islam has taught us and the Quran has taught us. Radiallahu anhum. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with all of them. And wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna. Allah Ta'ala has promised All of them, each one of them, Jannah. When Allah has promised Jannah, when He is pleased with them, then subhanallah, our duty is just to show respect. Our duty is to keep them on our heads. Our duty is to show them the utmost respect. Unfortunately, we are in a time of fitna, fasad. Every person thinks that he knows too much about the deen of Allah. And then with one, two references, he thinks that he can claim, he can say many things. Al-A'yadu Billah. And openly, you know, people are misguiding and corrupting the people's beliefs and the aqaid. So please, I want you to remain firm. Learn your deen, teachings of your deen, your beliefs from proper ulama-i-kiram. Again, I'm telling you, proper ulama-i-kiram. This deen is so important. You will never take your son, your daughter, or yourself to a mechanic. If you have a heart problem, you will go to a cardiologist. If you have some other disease, you will go to the physician, you will go to the specialist, you will go to the neurosurgeon. Whatever the case is, you will go to the person who is in charge of that field. If your car breaks down, you won't take it to your GP. Why? Because he's a doctor, not the doctor of the car, he's a doctor of the body. If your body is not well, you will go to the doctor. If you have a court case, you go to the lawyer. If you have some other things, you will go to the person responsible whose field it is. So it is very important for us to keep all of this in our minds, and we make dua, may Allah keep us firm inshallah on the teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. With these few words, we come to the end. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. You lose this love. By Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah azawajal in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Remember, keep the entire ummah in your du'as. May Allah take all of us inshallah with our parents, with our Murshid al-Kareem, through the sadaqah of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. May Allah take all of us for hajj. Jazakallah once again, and keep us in your du'as. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.